for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Oh, thank Christ. No guests tonight.
Yeah, it's good enough.
Those pesky, troublesome guests. Always just they're
getting in the way of your rants.
They're bees in my bonnet. Yeah, yeah. You understand?
Yeah,
I got to pay attention.
Yeah, you got to talk to them. You can't just go on.
Well, I talk at them, but I have to act interested.
Yeah, it's tough.
Oh, and the new CD. Oh, number one on the Latin Grammy charts. Oh, it's fantastic. Oh.
That's a good guess. So,
I like that.
Ozzy Motley?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice guys. Yeah,
in
good
fact,
guys.
I like that. I hadn't heard all those epithets about the Mexican-American in quite some time.
Really? Like, who gave them out?
You. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I did not. Not epithets.
Well, epithets like Beaner and...
No, I didn't do that.
You
wetback?
Yeah, you were using all kinds of words like that.
Oh, really?
I'd explain to my kids what they meant.
On the air?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't even know it.
It's good.
Really? I didn't do it on the air.
Well, maybe not, but you did it in this room.
Was that Beaner? Wetback?
At the very beginning, where it was when you keep yelling at me for being quiet because it was so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I was using it sometimes.
Yeah, you're not being derogatory.
It was a racial epithet to make an example.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you were using
somebody who's a racist.
Yeah, yeah. I remember being uncomfortable, but not totally inappropriate.
Okay.
And I hadn't heard those terms in a long time. That's all. They're very creative terms, you say. Very,
yeah.
Very historical.
I like it when they just name the race after the food, like kraut, you know? Mm. It's pretty simple. It's like, well, they eat sauerkraut. We'll call them krauts. Although, it doesn't seem to mean all that much. Like, I don't know. I mean, as American, you might be called a hot dog or corn dog or cheeseburger or something. It's sort of,
yeah.
Well, this is still, and by the way, I put this challenge out to call American Indians the maize, the corn. I put this challenge out to the public. Still looking for a good name for Whitey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a good derogatory, descriptive.
Yeah.
Digging.
Yeah, I got to tell you, cracker just it's water
it's
on
easy,
a,
yeah.
on a
yeah.
duck's back. It just rolls right off.
Yeah, you need some
nothing.
Sticks.
Whitey's not good. Honky's kind of funny.
Whitey's good. Round Eye's good.
Yeah, it's just sort of it. You guys need something. You know, you need an N word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why don't you work on that?
Me?
Speaking of work on something,
I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
I can't come up with one good for myself. Do you know what I mean? For my people.
The other countries.
That's up to the other races.
Right.
Let's see what you can do, everybody.
I bet Iraq's got some good stuff.
Iraq?
They must have
some. No. You know, that's the problem with those people. Here's what they do. They build a horrible effigy. They take a mop handle and they tape a picture of Bush to it from the USA Today, and then they burn it and they all jump on top of it and laugh like maniacs. That's like... And they take the American flag. It's a bed sheet with a Crayola written on it. They screw up the flag, and then they burn that. By the way, can't get hold of an American flag? Got to use a bed sheet? Well, someone's got to send them some flags so they can have a proper burning out in the middle of the town. I always like it when one of them, then their sleeve catches on fire. Half of them are barefoot or wearing sandals, like while they're jumping on the effigy of Bush, which, again, is the mop handle with the picture from USA Today, duct tape to the front of it.
Or cartoon, like hand-drawn.
Yeah, they're not. They just, look, I'll tell you what a guy with an entrepreneurial spirit would do, Drew. I'd like to head over there with about 10,000 units of American flags. These are paper. This is paper that's doused in kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that stuff goes up like a Roman candle. You know what I mean? And we got
it's
three
like infected blankets. You mean?
Yeah, three different sizes. No. No, I'm not an infected blanket. That's different. That's when we're trying to kill off the American Indians. I'm talking about they're doused in kerosene. As soon as you put a match to them, whew, they go up. Nothing better.
What I'm saying is that they'll have such a time with it, they'll light the whole place on fire.
Well,
and it'll be an internal sort of.
Here's the problem with burning the place that's just made of mud and straw.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't burn. No, nothing burns over there. No better, no safer city to smoke in than Iraq. It's really like smoking on the surface of Mars. It's just there's nothing but rock and sand everywhere. So there's no fire thing. But listen, Drew, hear me out. I head out to Iraq. I got myself a bunch of American flags.
Kerosene soaked.
And again, these things, I'll make them in Indonesia or something. It'll cost me about 3-4 cents a unit. I'll head out there. I'll go out there with some real Bush effigies, you know? I mean, where the thing really looks like, you could have sex with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
This will be equivalent of like a Disney theme store, but like an American theme store with specially designed objects to be burned.
It'll end up being like a fireworks stand.
Yeah, yeah.
You just buy, hey, you want to buy Bush? Hey, here's Cheney. Here's a big fiberglass Michael Moore. Put him on the roof during Christmas time, like we'll do with Santa or Frosty. Someone put on your lawn. Michael Moore, yeah, you don't want to burn him. A big fat.
Put a light under him.
Yeah, put a candle in him. Yeah, just like a big fat fiberglass one like we have with Santa. Big plastic fat. As a matter of fact, we could probably just retrofit some of the Santas that are out there already.
But now you're talking. You're just merchandising the anti-Americanism. It's a good time.
Trim the beard back some glasses on the Santa. Take the red coat and spray paint it brown. Put some suede patches on the sleeves. So who do you want? You want Condoleezza Rice? We got her. We got catalogs. You come on down. You buy this junk, and then it's burning time.
And instead of fleecing them or flocking them like you would a Christmas tree, you soak them. You spray them down with kerosene or something flammable.
Yeah, they're impregnated with this stuff.
It comes ready to go. Charge extra. Spray it down.
I'm going to work. The point is this stuff goes up.
To transport it all
together. First match, guaranteed. First match, pow. Goes right up.
Then you have the kinds that can't be blown out.
Yeah, the novelty ones.
Yeah,
right.
Keep going.
Burning in there, signs, good slogans too. You know, none of this like when you guys call us dogs, they don't realize that not such a bad thing. You know, I mean, we got Randy Jackson from American Idol calling everyone dog. It's no big thing. You call us dogs. We'll give you some good. I'll come up with some slogans that really cut. You know what I mean?
Your career is set for you now. You got it.
Head over to Iraq. Start selling these things. Party's coming up. You know, we got CNN's in town. They're going to film something. You guys want to take this street? This is your headquarters. This is Bush effigy headquarters. Burn it down. Get Michael Moore. Here's Michael. What the hell is Sheen? What's the older Sheen? Martin Sheen? Get one of him. Drew, do you have to punctuate every movement with a hand slap?
I was agreeing with your funny.
You must have been a judge. You know what? You were probably like a hanging judge in a past life. You must have had a gavel or something.
Yeah.
You used to like just saying, I agree. But, okay, order.
No, it's probably in the Federalist.
Who else? We'll do like a Whoopi Goldberg. We'll do all the American traitors. We'll put them out there. Put them on your roof. You dress the place up. You can do it as like a house guest. You do that thing where you just put them at the table with you while you guys eat your sand or whatever you guys eat over there. Fantastic. All right, Drew. I got to get busy with this.
Yeah, you better go.
Can handle the rest of the show?
Yes. All right. Be careful. Somebody may have heard this and gotten ahead of you.
Do they have money over there, by the way? Do they got anything?
Unit of exchange, I'm sure. Oil.
I can get something out of them.
Pay you oil.
All right, let's get to the phones and speak to. How much work do you think it would take to get one of those big plastic fat Santas to look like Michael Moore?
Not much.
Just put the glasses on, trim the beard out a little.
Oh yeah.
Put like a blazer on him.
Oh, yeah. Just paint it out differently.
Yeah. You know the thing about Michael Moore? Let me tell you something. Let me just give a tip to all super goofy guys out there, because Michael Moore is a super goofy guy, and he makes good films, but he's a super goofy guy. And I've realized, do you want to know what the one and women know goofy guys and they don't want to have sex with them? It's instinctual. They don't want their goofy genes passed on. They want the jock genes. They want the conqueror genes. They want the head of the. They want the big man on campus genes passed on, not the goofy guy genes. But how do you tell? You know, I mean, there's some guys. They're sort of the same size. You know, like they're not big. It's kind of hard to tell who's goofy and who's not. Sometimes, watch them walk.
Oh.
Goofy guys' feet point out when they walk. Watch Michael Moore walk. He walks. He's got one foot's pointing toward Medina, the other's going to Mecca. I mean, it's like he walks with his feet further out than ahead.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if 90 is just plain straight out and, you know, zero straight ahead, he's past 45 degrees with his feet.
Oh,
he walks like crazy. And then I started realizing most guys that are bad at sports are just goofy guys. They walk goofy.
Well, you wonder if that is a lack of athletic training creates some of that over years.
Athletic guys, they're sort of, they walk gracefully, and there's not much effort, but their feet are always pointing forward, and they're a little bit on the balls of their feet. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, goofy dudes, take your feet, ratchet them in a little, go ahead and face them the direction you're going. By the way, it's not like your feet are going, you know, you're pointing one foot to the right, the other foot to the left, the body's going straight. It's got to be like...
It equalizes out.
It equalizes out, but it's like saying I got a car with a bad wheel that pulls to the right, so instead of fix it, I'll go get the one to the left to pull to the left, and that way I'll plow forward. Point the feet straight, everybody. Goofy dudes, straighten out the feet, you'll get light. Yes, Drew?
No.
I'm telling you.
Still got them jeans.
But you know what I'm talking about with the goofy guy.
Yeah.
Feet out.
The question, though, here's the question. If you're a goofy guy, do you go with the goof like Michael Moore does? Or do you try to...
Well, he's embraced his goof.
Yeah, do you embrace it or do you try to tune it up a little bit?
Now, he can get laid. It doesn't matter. It's just like, you know, whatever. He's
but
a
what
filmmaker.
Do you do as a goofy guy? You tune it
as
up?
As a goofy guy...
Go for goof.
If it's a goofy...
Just walk straight and forget about the rest?
Well, listen. If you're a goofy guy who half of Hollywood is in love with, you don't have to straighten your feet out. If you're a goofy guy and you're working at the Starbucks like Chris's brother, you've got to straighten those feet out.
Not a goofy guy.
I'm not saying
if you were
he's a goofy guy. I'm just saying if you got his gig and you're goofy, you got
to... Now, the guy Chris was meeting with to go over his schedule...
Goofy guy. All right. You got to take those feet, goofy guys, and straighten it up. And listen, everybody, take a look at yourself. Just walk. Take a little walk. Take a look in the mirror when you walk. See those feet going all goofy directions. Straighten them out.
There
smooth
we go.
It out. Know what I'm saying?
Take them.
Let's go.
Break it down.
Let's go, guys. Let's break it down. I'm trying to help you. How much of that, Drew? What do you think women think of that when they see that goofy foot walk?
If they assess it, it's not a conscious assessment.
But.
It becomes part of the tally.
If I could put a probe in them, the vagina would dry up like an ashtray.
Interesting. I was thinking about...
Think about it.
How the vagina reacts today in my What Nature Wants book that I'm going to write.
Dries up like a sand ashtray.
I
want
to talk to you about that. I want to talk about all the different things that should be in that book.
Like an ashtray. Yeah. Boom.
What Nature Wants.
Vanessa?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Nothing much. Okay. I had a boyfriend, and I had sex with him when I was 16. Well, yeah, and I was on my period, and I was just wondering, does that mean, like, can I get pregnant if I have my period?
No.
Yes.
Not really.
It means you can't. It's not you're likely, but
technically
you can.
Possible.
You had sex during your period?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Wow.
It'd be a good idea to take, that's pretty good for being a virgin.
How old, she was a virgin, right?
Yeah.
And he was too, or no?
Yeah, we both were.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a baptism by fire.
Or whatever.
You know what I mean?
Or baptism by...
I'm just saying, it's like, I've only driven in one car in my life, and it was a funny car.
It was a jet.
Yeah, it was like a top fuel car. Like, wow, never been in a Pinto, huh?
Okay, here's the deal. You should have taken the morning after pill. It'd still be a good idea. When did this happen?
This happened about a week ago.
All right, so it's too late to do that now. Just take a pregnancy test in about a week and say your prayers.
You'll be fine.
You should be fine.
I don't know what percentage of women can get pregnant on their period.
Well,
I don't know if anyone knows. What Drew's going to say is it's not necessarily your period for sure.
No, what I'm going to say is it's not as though there's a woman that could get pregnant during her period each time. Any woman randomly may become able to be pregnant.
Really?
Random eggs get released.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
All right. I released a little gas. All right, baby doll. Hey, I just want to tell all the kids, forgot about that. Crank Yankers. New season. And this, I think Ludacris is doing a call for us tonight. But new season of Crank Yankers coming on tonight on Comedy Central, my favorite show. All right, let's speak to Dustin.
Dustin
is 19. Dustin?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's happening?
I've been dating this girl now for like 2 years. And we dated back in high school, and just recently her parents like walked in on us having sex.
That's good times.
What position?
What?
What position?
What do you mean, what condition?
What position, you retard?
Like we were going at it, like full blown.
Yeah.
Okay. And like we looked up.
All right, now, this could be bogus,
right,
because
he didn't.
He's rehearsed.
Yes, yeah. He can't even stop to entertain the question.
No, because he's worked it over in his head a few times. He's gone over
That's not a question you're supposed to ask me.
He's hit.
Therefore, I'm going to forge on.
Yeah, I've hit the beat. He's got a few beats to hit.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's forging ahead. Girlfriend content. Well, folks are mad at them. Wants to know the solution. And by the way, non-question.
Yeah.
The solution. Well, you get her some flowers.
Take the mom out to dinner.
And you get him a box of cigars and all's forgiven. Non-question. Dustin.
Yeah.
I'm labeling this call bogus.
Why?
Because you're not listening. You have no real question.
No, I really do have a question.
No real answer. This never happened.
Let's see.
No, I really do have a question.
What's the question?
I want to end this because my family and her family, they're really close. But right now, I'm not allowed to talk to them. They're not allowed to talk to me. And I don't know what to do because I want to go up there. But the thing is, my parents say I go up there. They're not going to pay for college. Her parents say she tries to contact me. She loses college, too. And it's like they're throwing that at us saying we can't see each other anymore. And I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't like my parents throwing that at me.
You just said you wanted to end this.
Said you want to end it, right?
Yeah, I want to freaking.
Well, they ended it for you.
Well, end it. Yeah, you got a good experience.
They ended it for you.
That's great.
Well, I mean, you want out of the relationship.
Wait, what's the question then?
No, I don't want out of the relationship. I want to end it in a way to where, like, at least we can talk to each other. Because she tries to talk to me, but I always have to tell her, no, we can't talk. If we talk, we're screwed. And she tells me that, too.
You want out of the relationship. But
I don't want out of the relationship. I want out of the fact that we can't talk to each other. We can't see each other. We can't do. Then there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, we're both adults, but it's kind of like our parents are throwing like our future at our face.
So you want to get out from under the family's sort of leverage they're pulling.
Yeah, I don't want their hand in my life. But so much, I've allowed so much of them to be in my life that I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
All right. Well, wait a second. Are you in love with this girl?
I love that girl more than anything in my whole entire life. And you know what? I would be willing to throw away college. I'd be willing to throw away everything, but...
Well, why do your parents care if you date her?
Because they said that they're worried that we're going to ruin our lives. Like, what if she has a child, like, what would we do? And that's what they keep throwing in our face.
Well, how about the appropriate thing, then, to take you to get some birth control?
Well, what the hell's
And that's what we were doing. I mean,
how can you have a child if you're... You can't have a child if you're...
Something's missing, by the way, from this story, which is... you're not allowed to have... you're at 19?
Yeah.
You're not just going to bang other chicks at college? What are they
talking
about?
That's the point that I don't understand why it's such a big deal.
Well, I don't... There's something missing. First off, do your parents have some sort of kooky religion?
They do. They go to the Church of Christ.
Yeah.
What's that, Mormon?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
It's,
Aren't our churches the Church of Christ?
No, the Church of Christ is an offspring of the LDS Church.
Oh, okay. Because I go to the Beelzebub Church. You go to the Church of Christ. All right, so they don't believe in any of that premarital fornication?
No.
Okay, here's the thing.
There's
a lot missing, but the wacky religion sort of clears things up. Again, please, ladies and gentlemen, can we start looking at these nutballs with their wacky religious beliefs as mental disorders, like they should be looked at instead of respected and revered?
Oh. Well, but this is not wacky religious belief. This is just somebody with certain kind of values force on their kids.
I'm sure the parents got their own wacky religious belief. I'm just please asking as a society, please let's stop being so respectful of these nut jobs. And by the way, they have zero respect for you. And your agnostic or your atheist beliefs or whatever they might be. Why should we keep respecting these nut jobs praying to their retarded made up cartoons in the sky? Let's just start verbally abusing them and get them to shut the F up. Thank you. Now, anyway, what Dustin needs to do is Dustin needs to make a choice. And then just like all you need to make a choice, which is when you put your hand out, when you say to somebody, look, pay for college or just pay me or whatever it is.
You got to live the way they
tell you. The person who's putting the money in your hand gets to say, yeah, I'll do that. Take the garbage out. Yeah. I'll do that. Go to school. Go to this school. Go to that school. Do whatever. Hopefully you guys can find a balance. Uh-huh. It's just like in life. It's like hopefully you find a job that you kind of like and you have a boss that you kind of like and whatever. But when you say, hey, give me money or take care of me or give me a car, whatever it is, you're giving the other person a right to say, first do this.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's not shoot a snuff film or put some tar on a roof.
But the point is, well taken, what, he can take out college loans. He can take out a job. He can try to pay for college on his own.
He can do what millions of people before him have done, which is go to college without any help from anybody.
But that doesn't mean that the girl will be able to do that, and he still won't be able to contact her. I don't understand what his plan is. So if they are, it's like Romeo and Juliet. If they are so hell-bent on getting together, they will.
Yeah, it's more like Retardio and Juliet because Dustin's, you know, not too sharp. So
you know what I'm saying? They will get together. How can they stop? They're both in college. How can they monitor what they're doing? They're both in college.
Yes. So you decide and do whatever you want. But here's the thing, everybody. You can't resent your parents, although you do anyway, and you can't help it. But when they tell you, look, I'm going to pay for everything, then they have the right to tell you what else you're going to do. And it's sad that they try to control your social life this way and all that. But if you really want to clear this problem up, you get a job, you move out of the house.
Isn't it true of every human relation where somebody's incumbent upon another person, they start to resent them? You know what I mean? Whenever the parents take it, they go, hey, America takes care of other country. We're their best customer. They start resenting us.
Oh, of course.
It's like, you know, the way you deal with
that's why the rest of the world hates this country.
But you really have to be prepared.
They're too inept to take care of themselves, so we bail them out, and they're angry.
You have to be prepared interpersonally to go, you don't want this? Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. No. That's fine. Bye. Goodbye.
Right.
Enjoy. And you got to mean it.
Right.
And that's it. That is the way you deal with that. And you know what? Order of the court. People will be happy coming back and creating another more mutual relationship based on mutual respect and understanding.
There's a certain dignity in that, too, especially for a fella to say, I guess I'll have to put college off for a couple semesters
and by the way,
job.
It could be a very important experience for somebody to do. They may need to do that.
Let's put it this way. 10 years from now, I would rather hang out with the guy who said to his parents, sorry, I love this woman. Sorry, that doesn't bode with your religious sensibilities. And I'm going to have to put college off for a year or so, but I'm going to go to work. I'm going to save some money. I'm going to apply for some loans. I'm going to date her, and I'll go to college. I'd rather hang out with that guy in life
than the guy who kisses the parents' ass. Right, but that same guy could try it not work out, and go, you know what? I need to make it all the way through graduate school. I have these particular plans. All right, I'm back. I made some choices, and I need you.
Did your parents tell you what to do, Drew, when they were paying for your college?
No, not at that point. I was too broken by then. there was no chance.
You'd already had the Stockholm syndrome.
Oh yeah,
where they knew you weren't leaving. They didn't have to chain you up at night.
Oh yeah,
you're just
it was Patty Hearst.
Yeah, you weren't going anywhere. Yeah, I love that. Oh, you know, I think. Oh, I always think about that. I was, Drew. I was watching TV right before I came here.
You were supposed to be here doing the best of. Yeah. Okay.
Here. And I was watching TV and I was watching a thing on Richard Speck, the guy who went in and killed all those nurses like in the '60s. He went into some sort of nursing compound and just killed like 9 nurses. And one of them, rolled under a bed and hid early. Well, he took each and every other one of them. He had them all tied up except for the one that was hiding under the bed. He took them each individually into the next room, stabbed them to death, and then came in and got the next one. Took the whole evening to do. The one hid under the bed, paralyzed. Now, she could have hopped out at any moment after she'd he'd taken the other ones into the room to kill them and ran out and screamed for some help, maybe saved 3 or 4 of them, maybe 5 or 6 of them, whatever. But she didn't. Now, I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying it's interesting how people react. Later on, by the way, this guy, and she didn't come out until the following morning, by the way.
Traumatized.
And then I thought nurses are nuts. and she was traumatized at some other time.
Yeah.
And that's why, literally, the guy did his damage at 10 o'clock at night from like 10 to midnight. She came out at 9 the next morning kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I thought trauma survivor, and I thought nursing a student. And then I started thinking about Richard Speck and realized that he was, then she convicted him. And she was all the evidence they needed in 1967. And he got convicted in June of 67, and the judge was like, well, we'll see you in the electric chair in September. 2 months later, I'll see you in this. And then something happened, and there was this, there was that, and there. And then I fast-forward in my mind to the videotape of him when he was in the joint just before he died 25 years later. Breast implants, doing coke, having parties with guys. And I thought, really? Really, all you anti-death penalty pussies out there? This is it? This guy can systematically just take nurses into a room, stab them, and kill them, the girls in their late teens, early 20s. And he gets 20 years of boob jobs, doing blow, sucking off inmates, having a good time. I mean, you know, whatever he's doing inside, it's a party for him. That's what he gets to do. You had him in the chair. You were this close to having him in the chair 25 years ago, and this is what? Taxpayers will just pay for this guy to do this? Really? That's what we want? That's our plan? That's justice? That's justice. Guy's got guys on estrogen and doing coke off the ass of some prisoner. That all worked out for everybody. That's how it's supposed to be. Is we're all playing on. And what about the families of the nine nurses that were killed? That's what they want. That's what they have in mind. That's what they deserve. Perfect. Right. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Let's take a little break, Drew.
Right.
I know you have thoughts, but we got to take a break.
All right.
We'll be back after that. Hey, everybody, Loveline, man. That's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right there, buddy boy. So I was going nuts on Richard Speck, the serial killer, killed all his nurses in the 60s and then became a sex toy in the joint. Yeah. They had videotape of it. It was just doing blow and all that kind of stuff. And the thing, we're so close to killing the guy. Mm-hmm. It was just open and shut case. He should have been dead in 67. We kept him around for 25 years and paid for him in the joint. Mm. And here's all I'm saying. The death penalty. I'm not a huge fan of it. I don't think it needs to be done for the guy who gets drunk and stabs the guy who's effing his wife kind of thing. Those crimes of passion and that kind of stuff. The guy who systematically tortures and kills nine women, average age 20 and 4 months, let me go ahead and put him down.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We'll just weigh it out. I don't understand. I don't understand why everyone wouldn't just agree with that. But by the way, a guy who thinks it's a good idea to put down nine women and who has that rolling around his head, sees that picture every time he closes his eyes, believe me, he wants to be put down. You're doing him a favor.
Mm.
You really are. Like a dog with dysplasia who can barely stand up. You put him down. You're doing the right thing.
Mm.
Know what I'm saying?
Interesting, yeah.
And it's not up to them anymore. Guess what? You killed nine people. You lost your vote.
Mm.
That's all. Can't vote. We don't get a vote on this one either. Let's put you down. Move on. Drew, you got some ideas?
No, I tend to agree with you a little bit on this. It's tough stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, it's not that tough. You killed nine nurses. And imagine the families of these people.
Oh, please.
Let's just put them down. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's not like a choice between us putting you down and you getting back to the lab to do your stem cell research. You're just going to basically slide into a box and rot for about 22 years. If you're lucky, you'll play a little handball. Maybe we'll put you to work in the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Here, we'll feed you some slop. And let me tell you something. I've been to prison. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Kimmel and I went to prison.
Yeah.
And we didn't go to jail. We didn't go to a drunk tank. We went to prison.
Yeah.
And we went in with the lifers. And those guys, food, by the way, ho-ho. Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm a product of the L.A. Unified School District. I didn't think the food could get any worse.
Oh, really? It got worse
like,
than that?
Like, here's what I figured.
I'm impressed.
I used to look at the food. I used to be on the little food stamp thing, yeah. You know, and get a little card for the loser
sure,
kids.
Sure,
they'd slide you over the tray of a slop. I used to think the only way this school food could get any worse is if the principal actually just squatted over the trash hole and just dropped the load right on. Right between the buns here. Like, it couldn't physically, couldn't make food. Institutional food could not. No. Prison food? Mm. Worse.
They figured out a way. Mm.
They figured out a way to make it worse. I mean, it is bad. Mm. And these guys are miserable.
Mm.
Yeah. That's good times. Yeah. All right. What are we doing here, Drew?
Talking to Cap.
Let me tell you something, too, Drew.
Oh, please.
I go to the joint.
Yeah.
I want to go to San Quentin.
It's a little more colorful.
I'm going to head out to the Bay Area.
View. Yeah, I got the
wind
breeze.
Blowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you something about San Quentin. San Quentin, that's where Manson is. San Quentin, if there wasn't a prison there, would be some of the most prime real estate in North America.
Yeah, yeah.
If there wasn't a prison where San Quentin prison is in Northern California, they could build a championship golf course there and some condos, be worth into the billions easily. Or you could head out toward Edwards Air Force Base out here and just stay at the one in the desert.
Yeah.
You're just sitting in a big ashtray, dust blowing everywhere, crows sitting around. I mean, it's really ominous. Just a crows on the front. Just dust and dirt everywhere. See, that prison, would suck.
Yeah.
San Quentin, it's like, hey, you got a big rock house by the beach. Yeah. Sort of looking at it that way. I mean, seriously, Bay Area?
I've seen that, but it's beautiful.
Better. You could do worse.
Yeah.
And by the way, should Manson be in the good one?
I know.
You're breathing the fresh sea air. It's a hell of a lot closer to the beach than we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you realize the air that Manson breathes is better than our air?
But there's no secondhand smoke.
Oh, yeah. He's going to live forever. No, seriously, we got a particle problem here in L.A., right?
Yeah.
Manson, his air?
Perfect. Pristine.
Not twice as good as the stuff your kids are taking in, Drew.
Mm.
Probably into the 10 to 20 times better. And the climate, better. Mm. View out the window,
better.
Hell of a lot better than yours.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Can't send him to the crappy one? Got to go to the good one.
Yeah.
Cat.
Cat? 15.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hi.
What's happening?
Nothing much.
Oh, man. I got to get some of that Manson air. True. We should bottle the Manson air. It's great. Beautiful San Quentin Bay Area air.
Brains it.
Yeah?
Bring it in. Cat, what's going on?
Okay. Do you want me to tell you my story?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. I got drunk for my birthday on my 15th birthday, and my sister's boyfriend's brother was there.
Uh-huh.
Because we're friends. And we had sex, and he said that he wanted to be with me. Like, you know, girlfriend and boyfriend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, you know, I say yes. And the next day, he just starts cussing at me and everything, and just going off on me for no apparent reason.
But he said, he told you he wanted to be the boyfriend before you had sex.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the guys will say anything to have sex.
Yeah.
Anything.
Drew told a chick he was going to buy her a houseboat once.
Yeah.
Just to get in her pants.
Well, actually, I actually bought the houseboat.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the guys really, they can be awful with that kind of nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It really hurt me. So my sister talked to him when he went down because he lives on the mountain. He came downtown. Well, my sister...
Hold on a second.
Wow, I bet his air is better than Manson's air.
Yeah, better than Cat's.
Coming down from the mountain
to the downtown.
I picture him like...
I just think of the Unabomber. I was imagining.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was picturing more Jeremiah Johnson.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Guy with buck skin.
How old is the guy?
Carrying a gun. Drinking out of a boat of sack.
He may not have a birthday. They may not know how old
they don't
is.
Know.
Yeah.
They don't have records.
Let's see.
No. I don't know if he's even a youngin' anymore.
How old is he?
He's 15.
15.
All right.
And he came down to the city.
Yes.
Your sister talked to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
And he apologized to me and asked me out. And I told him I'd think about it. And I don't know what to do.
Well, no harm. Do you like him?
Except for his butt. I do a lot. And I've known him for a long time. And
yeah.
Really.
All right,
like,
well, listen.
Well, when does he have to head back up to the mountain?
Like, a couple days ago.
He left.
Oh, okay. So, like, when bear hunting season opens up, let's go get some meat for the winter?
Elk.
Elk. Okay. But they're going to get some like caribou and start drying the meat, pemmican.
Is this something, how often could you see him?
I get to see him every weekend.
Every week when he comes down with your sister's boyfriend.
Yeah. No, my sister's boyfriend lives here, and he lives up on the mountain.
Okay. Why did he just start cussing at you for no good reason?
Well, he was drunk and everything, but it really, it still upset me. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I understand. I don't trust this guy.
I don't like this guy. Like a good guy, Kat.
How about you find a guy from a valley?
Because
shake it up a little.
That I go out with is usually a one-night stand, and this last guy that I went out with, I never had sex with him. All I did was make out with him, and...
Kat.
Stop with the sex, Kat.
Listen to me. Would you please listen to me for 1 second?
Okay.
Please. I'm a genius, or at least a relative genius compared to your 15-year-old ass. So listen to me.
Okay.
You got something right now that seems like a gift, which is a vagina. That's
okay.
All guys want. And you realize, yeah, guys want me. I'm cute. I'm not fat.
Guys want me.
I live at the bottom of the mountain, and rolls downhill.
Guys from the mountain want
and
me.
And everyone wants me, and that's what I'm going to be about for about the next 10 years. Meanwhile, you're not getting educated. You're not learning anything. You're not discovering yourself. Only who you are to these guys that want to have sex with you.
And every decision
becomes about, should I date this guy?
To them, you're just an object. You're not even a full person.
Yeah, even if you do find one that treats you right, that's not who you got to be. Who are you? Yeah. I mean, you need to be a student. You're 15. You need to learn something.
Right. You need to develop yourself.
You need to develop your personality. Not your personality and not your sexuality, your personality. Not what guys think of you, what society thinks of
you. Who you are. Yeah,
Yes. Do not get caught up in this. I really worry about it, and I don't know how they can avoid it, but so many women, especially the cute ones, and that's why I swear to Christ you're better off just having a fat troll for a daughter who can get on with her life and start developing a personality and education and blah, blah, blah. Especially when you come from what I'm picturing Kat coming from. I'm picturing a house with, like, you know, mud between logs kind of thing and a door with leather hinges. That's what I'm picturing, by the way. They just realize, like, whatever a guy thinks of me is who I am. That's all over everybody. And by the way, these are the women I end up talking to in 10 years, and they weren't sure who fought in World War II.
Right.
They don't know anything.
Right.
They just, everything's on hold. It's all about who wants to have sex with me, how can I present to guys, what does he think of me, what's he doing to me that's wrong.
You're right.
Forget it. Go to school, learn something, go to college, learn something, or just get a hobby. Start playing the guitar.
Well taken, but she is going to still have relationships, no doubt. So here's how to best conduct those. No sex. A 2-year moratorium on sex. Just stop that.
Are you kidding?
And just date guys.
2 days
just date
is the them. Over-under.
And be very picky, and don't get a boyfriend. Just date, and then work on yourself, as Adam suggested.
Yeah.
Anything else in that, it's going to be
Let me tell you what picky to Kat is. I'm only dating guys with rope belts, not rope suspenders. No more of them.
Well, it brought it out to the valley, guys.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right. Let's take a break.
All right, break it down.
We got a Germany or Florida coming up.
Want to do it quickly?
Quickly.
All right, here we go.
Quickly. Kostya?
Kostya.
All right. Hey, wait a minute. There's a fighter called Kostya Zoo.
Oh, I heard about him, yeah.
You ever heard of him? Yeah,
he doesn't
pronounce it Kostya Zoo, it's Kostya Zoo.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he Russian?
What kind of name is that?
It's Russian from Greek.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
So, law enforcement officials are mystified by a bizarre new local pastime. Young people dangling themselves from meat hooks on a popular sandbar. Mm-hmm. Locals say the wild behavior is becoming a tradition. Mm-hmm. Police found that 5 young people had erected a bamboo tripod and hung meat hooks from it. A young woman, her feet brushing the surface of the shallow water, dangled from the frame, hooks embedded firmly in her shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
how many sandbars there are in
you
Germany.
You should have edited out sandbars.
But I don't think there are too many, so let's go with Florida.
I'll go in Florida.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, there's
beaches. And police, too. What?
There's beaches in Germany.
I don't know they have sandbars. I never hear about sandbars. And how many beaches? Do they have a lot of beach?
They have meat hooks, though. I mean, That's clearly Germanic.
We're going Florida.
No, the Minook thing is sort of is North American Indian thing, the Cherokee and stuff.
We're going Florida.
Yeah. Well, they say they're part of.
All right, it's Florida.
Whatever.
Also, I heard the story earlier at Kimmel. Oh. I mean, is it Germany, big sandbar area?
No.
They
don't, is there ocean access?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to picture
maybe up north.
What's if Germany's landlocked or not? They got like a Rhine and stuff. Well, what?
Must be some access up north.
Let's take a look at a map. Let's go take a look at Germany.
Right. We can't. We got to do best of. Chris, map of Europe.
Andrew, Chris, you heard of Germany? I know they don't let you talk about other countries.
Where is that?
Junior college. It's in Canada.
No way.
I'm telling you.
That's cool, man.
Get on, like, MapQuest or something and find us a picture of Germany. Let's try to figure out how much ocean is around it, if any.
Well, when you learned about it, what were these people doing? What was the nature of this ritual? Uh-huh.
They're just hanging themselves from hooks. The people have done that for a long time.
It's a North American Indian thing.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's good time.
It's a good time. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, everybody, boy, what's happening there, Drew?
Those of you that heard just sort of saying something like this, this is actually the show.
Yeah, we're now doing the show. We were taping some best ofs, and the way we, well, maybe people should, maybe we should clue people into the whole best of thing.
Of course.
Here's what happens. Engineer Anderson goes ahead and picks the best of stuff. He takes some good names, some good guests, some good people. If there's a good show, he marks it down. So about once every 18 months,
he gets one
check by
show. Part of one show.
And we get a good guest in here, and then he makes a segment out of it, and we have to do a little pre-tape thing to set up the segment. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we got to record those. And tonight is the night we do that.
Right, and we usually do that before the shows, but Adam didn't show up before the show, so we did it during the commercial breaks.
Right.
Except Anderson left the mics on, so people who were not hearing commercials, people who were hearing public service announcements, might have heard our voices over those public service announcements.
But I didn't use the F word.
For a change.
Or the N word.
Yeah.
Well, that's surprising.
That's 5 minutes without
I didn't complain, and I didn't do anything.
That's true.
I was all business.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's talk to Kristen, who's 21. Kristen?
Yes?
What's happening?
Well, I was dating a guy for 2 years, and I decided to move in with him finally against my wishes, but he was talking about getting serious, and he wouldn't marry me until I moved in with him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, his cousin decided to move in with him before I got there, and she kind of took over my heart, I guess you could say. She replaced all my pictures with hers and started...
No, she didn't say fart, Adam. She said art.
Part.
I thought part or heart.
Heart.
Heart with a P.
Part.
Part. Part. My
role at the house.
Okay. Role.
That's his cousin.
His cousin. His first cousin.
Moved in with him.
Yeah.
A female.
A female. 22. And
replace the pictures of him and you with pictures of he and
him
she
and her.
That's weird.
All right.
Weird, I know. And then start picking out his clothes.
All right, what's the question? We get the picture.
Okay. So I was wondering if this is just we eventually broke up because he decided that we shouldn't be together anymore because she doesn't want us together anymore. Was that just because he was freaking out from the marriage thought, or was it because...
No, we don't know. Come on, it could be a million things, Kristen.
Yeah, because he was freaking out because of the marriage?
Yeah,
okay, let me explain something,
okay.
Ladies, please.
Guys that want to get out.
Guys and ladies.
Yeah.
But especially ladies.
Yeah.
Like, hey, everything was going great. We're going to get married. We're going to spend the rest of our lives together. And then his meddling cousin moved in.
Yes.
And said, please.
Talk him out of it.
Please. He was done with you. And
he was looking for a way out, but didn't have the strength to do it by himself or whatever.
It's, this has nothing to do with her.
Right, I had a feeling.
Unless
guys don't give a good ripe ass about what anyone thinks if they're really into you.
Some guys are really bad guys, and this wasn't even a first cousin. This was his new girlfriend or something. I mean, there can be guys BSing.
Could have been.
Bad guy.
I know it makes it easier for you emotionally just to blame the cousin and make her into a horrible person and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure she's no picnic, but it's really his fault. First off, he could have had the huevos to stand up to her. But secondly, he didn't want to. He wanted out.
If he wanted to get married, he would get married.
She didn't brainwash him.
Guys,
he wanted out.
Maybe it's, you know, here's, I'm developing a theory here.
I don't know.
You listen to this. Because guys seem to be so easy. Listen to me. Hear me out on this.
I'm listening.
When a woman is dating a man, they seem so easily manipulatable. At the beginning, it's like, whatever I ask, he does.
Yes.
Therefore, he must relate like that to all women. They must be able to manipulate him.
Right.
But they don't factor in the reason. What's the reason he'll do anything she asks?
The F factor.
The F factor. And that's it. Period.
Right.
He is under a spell. He's not under the spell of all these other women. He's under your spell. Maybe some other ones that he's interested in having sex with.
Well, that's the WF factor. That's a want to F.
but even
the
then,
WFU
even then, men will
factor.
Focus. They'll focus their energy, and they seem to be completely compliant with anything you ask of them.
Yeah.
No. Sinister motivation.
Yes.
Absolutely. Are you kidding? No. And by the way, he could have 50 guys telling him not to do that.
Right.
No way. He's going to do it.
Right.
No one can dissuade him from that when he's decided that's where he's going.
Right.
So the idea that you could have some cousin could come in and talk him out of a marriage.
Yeah.
No way.
No way.
Think about that, ladies. Come on.
No way.
And then
replacing all the pictures with her.
Think how women think men must be, given how they behave around them when they want to have sex with them.
Something's wrong with Kristen's story, and I'd like to know what the real story is. Either way, he's gone. Either way, it was his decision. Either way, you got to move on.
Yes.
All right. And speaking of moving on,
Drew,
we'll be right back after this. To Drew over there. Anderson.
Hear us, Anderson?
Yeah, caught us up. What'd you buy? Let's go. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Drew, before we keep going with the show, it's real important. I want to get some numbers out.
It's weather?
Yeah, we're getting some weather out there.
Oh, good.
A lot of people don't know what it's like outside.
It's not 72. It's been more like 78, though, most
in the month of July.
Yeah,
but at night, about this time in the evening, it cools down to about 71, 72 degrees. This time next year, about this date, what do you think it'll be like outside?
71, 72.
72.
Yeah.
And 10 years from now?
71, 72.
100 years from now?
71, 72.
100 years ago?
71, 72.
Right. Well, guess what? Hawthorne coming in at 72. Chula Vista, 72. Artesia, 72. Banning, 72. Carson, 72. Cerritos checking in, 72 degrees. Downey coming in, 72 degrees. Thousand Oaks, Bell Gardens. Reseda, Cudahy, Yanaha. What the hell? I can't even read. Hawaiian Gardens coming in. What's it coming in at, Drew? 72 degrees. Bell Gardens, 72. Granada Hills, 72 degrees. Gardena, 72. DeVore, 72. Newhall coming in, 72. Checking in. Bellflower checking in, 72 degrees.
Who actually checked in, by the way?
There's people
the mayor of all these cities
actually check in. Hacienda Heights coming in. 72 degrees, checking in, 72. Traffic slow and go, by the way. Stanton, checking in, 72 degrees. Garden Grove, 72. Saugus, 72. Van Nuys, 72 degrees. Whittier, 72. Chatsworth, checking in at a very controversial 72 degrees. Watch out there, by the way, 7:55, 55 after 7, 5 away from 8 o'clock. We've got a news and traffic top of the hour, and watch out for brake lights on the 110, slow and go on the 405, and traffic and lanes. Let me get my scratch pad. Traffic and lines. Matrix. And then number three. Oh, by the way, you know what we really got to work out? We got to work out the number with the lanes. I never can figure out. The number four lane, the three lane. Are we going, is it right to left? I used to teach goddamn traffic school. I can't remember what it is.
I have no idea.
Is the one the left lane?
How about right lane, left lane?
How about right lane, left lane? But then you got the middle ones.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay.
The two right, the one right, the middle.
Yes. Tell you, slow and go. Look out for brake lights. Look out for brake lights.
What do they call the morning? They have a name for the morning traffic.
See,
the rush hour.
Here's the whole thing, Drew. Up until I started listening to morning radio, and they used to tell me what the temperature was outside. First off, before I started listening to morning radio, head out in July in a parka and mucklocks.
And even when you got, and once you went out, you had no way you could tell what the temperature was. No way.
No, I was close to death once. I was in my car. I had the heater turned all the way up and the defroster going, windows up.
In your parka.
I was wearing a scarf. I was wearing a mask that the guy robs a bank in. It's like a full ski mask, a parka. I had it. My hands were in a muff. I was wearing my mucklucks. I was wearing a ski, bib overall, the kind you use for skiing and extreme mountain climbing.
Sure.
I was actually wearing those tennis rackets deep powder snow in. Turns out, 104 degrees.
How would you have known?
I could have died in that
car.
How
would you have known?
I have no idea how I would have known, but thank Christ for morning radio. And I'll tell you the other thing, too. When they gave me the tip, look out for brake lights. Now, when I used to see those lights go on the backside of a car, I was like a bull.
Yeah.
I was like a bull. I saw those lights go on. Pow! My right foot would stamp. Like, I would actually just sit there in the freeway looking for, I didn't know they were called brake lights at the time.
Well, even if you knew they were called brake lights, you wouldn't know to watch out for them.
No, like a bull.
You go charging at it, of course.
I saw that brake light.
You see red.
I literally saw red.
Literally.
I literally would see red, and my right foot would just plant the accelerator to the floor.
And now?
And again, not being able to react quickly because the middle of July, but again, going out in full park and ski regalia, hands in a hand-warming muff, not being, layers of yak skin on me, just layers of pelt on me in the goddamn car. And, not knowing to look out for brake lights, just plowing at, 80, 90 miles an hour into the back car and continuously.
Never over and over again.
And then I started listening to morning radio.
And you learned.
And I learned. Look out for brake lights. I learned that sometimes in July, it warms up.
They tell you.
And you got to keep listening the next day.
Yeah.
Because things could change dramatically. I mean, July.
Day and night.
You know July out here in Southern California. 103 one day, snowing the following morning. Ice on the road.
You got to listen.
That's why you got to listen. Yeah. The other reason you got to listen is to find out what time it is. Because I used to have to be at work at 8 o'clock. Okay, I knew it was 7:55, but if you asked me how far away that was from 8 o'clock,
no,
I'd say two, three hours.
I would know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I would actually. How far from 8 o'clock? 7:55. I don't know. What
it's
do
not
I
8
know?
O'clock. I have to work at 8 o'clock.
What am I, airline pilot? What do I have? Some sort of master's degree in calculus? I can possibly know. So I would look at the clock and say 7:55. I'd say, I'm gonna crack a beer.
It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm not moving. I don't have to be work till late.
Yeah,
I work a half hour away from here. I got a good 3-4 hours. Turns
Even
out
still, they have to tell me how long it is.
Turns out I was late.
Of course, late.
Turns out 7:55 is 55 after 7, 5 away from 8 o'clock. I only
you
have
do not
minutes.
Know that unless know they tell you. You still don't know it. They must tell you.
They must tell you. I had no idea.
You still have no idea. What are you talking about?
You still have no idea.
Adam, they got to tell you every
how
morning.
It worked. Right.
They have to tell you. If they don't tell you, how are you going to know?
Well, the thing is I have a digital clock. So 7:55, I don't know where I'm
at. It's just random numbers.
I don't see.
Numbers.
Yeah. If you have a chronograph type clock, you can actually see it coming up.
Of course.
See it coming up on the edge.
Who knows how long it could take to go that distance?
Thank God. These morning show a-holes have entered our lives because other than that, again, 5-day forecast. And then I'll tell you, about that time, I start wondering how the Nikkei average is doing. And when I find out that the Dow's up 22 points and the Nikkei's been dropping and the index for the trading that's been going on in the Fortune 500, it all starts coming together. And then it turns out later on, because they'll put the news at the top of the hour, are you sitting down, Drew? Chris, put the coffee down and brace yourself, would you, buddy? Hang on inside the desk. Because let me tell you something. I was listening in the morning. I was listening to some news. I heard the traffic. I heard the weather. I learned all this stuff. I learned to look out for brake lights.
I learned how long it's going to be to get to work.
I was going to be slow and go. Yeah. Out here in Southern California, it turns out a little traffic sometimes on the commute tomorrow. Wouldn't have known. You guys sit down. I was listening to the news. Listen to the news. You know what? Apparently, trouble in the Middle East.
No, war in Iraq.
Trouble in the Middle East.
Oh, wow.
There's trouble there.
Really?
There's some. Obviously, those people, something happened. I don't know what happened. There's a little trouble. There's a war. There's some trouble. There's trouble in that region. I guess the good folks there aren't getting along so good. Just, I mean, momentarily. Sure to have worked out by the weekend. But the point is, I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known about that. Thank Christ I was sitting down. I had no idea what was going on in that part of that region of the world. I thought it was just one big maypole. They were all dancing around, holding hands, and wearing the costumes of the different garbs and embracing each other's cultures and religions. I had no idea that there was some trouble in the Middle East. Again, thank Christ for morning radio. Trouble in the Middle East. Nikkei average up 22.5. Trouble in the Middle East. Holy Christ. Where would we be? Where would we be without this information?
Oh, speaking of which, I got to go find a map for you.
Find a map. Turns out in the Middle East, sometimes once in a while, a guy put like a bomb in a car.
Huh.
It blew up.
Wild.
Now, he could have been one of these guys like me who wasn't looking out for brake lights.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
my that's thing. What, that's my
that's
theory.
A good, that's a good theory.
I don't think he blew up the car. I just don't think they have morning radio over there. He was wearing a parka. He floored it when he saw
didn't
the brake lights.
How long it was
didn't know
take
what time
him.
It was.
Yeah,
he didn't know anything. All right, so it turns out, yeah. Trouble in the Middle East, Chris. Holy Christ. It could have bowled me over with a feather.
Yep.
No idea whether there's trouble over there with those people. I mean, I know we have our own domestic issues, but the Middle East, trouble? Wow. Whew. Wow. Floored. Floored. All right, I can't wait to find out what's going on tomorrow. I have no idea. What do you think the temperature's going to be?
Hey.
What do you think? 7:55. Hey, Chris.
It's 10 minutes after the hour now.
Oh, it's 10 after the hour. So we got another 8 hours of show, right? I have no idea. Someone's got to do the math.
Confused.
They got to do the math for me. I got to figure out. And again, I'm on pins and needles about the Middle East. What do you think? Cleared up? Maybe more trouble? I don't know.
Yeah, cleared up.
Yeah, couldn't go on for 2 days straight.
No way.
That's fun. That got that worked right out. No problem there.
That's how it's been going since 3000 BCE.
Yeah, sensational culture. You can't blame people. Wonderful and can't judge. All right, so.
Here you go.
I'll be tuning in early tomorrow morning to find out what's going on out there. Rachel?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Hmm?
You're 20 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 10 years after 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to incorporate some of that into, that's 80 away from 100? Yeah.
Yep.
You're calling from Hawthorne?
Mm-hmm.
Let me check here.
What's the weather there?
72 degrees.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I think we tell her that. She would know it otherwise.
All right. What are you going to wear tomorrow? Do you know? You have any idea?
How could she know? She hasn't heard the morning report yet.
Leg warmers, a parka, mucklucks, earmuffs.
I don't know. I'm going to have to wait for the morning report. How am I supposed
you're going to have to listen.
Of course.
I'm going to have to listen.
What's the question, Rachel?
My house.
What is the question?
I actually, for the past, like, few days or, like, a couple weeks or so, have been, like, throwing up, like, when people just, like, say little critical things to me.
Huh.
And, like, I just wanted to know, like, if that could, like, escalate, like, into a bigger problem.
Do you mean you're forcing yourself to throw up?
Yeah.
Well, that is a big problem.
Well, when people say critical things to you, you force yourself to throw up.
Well, not like but when they just criticize me or whatever, I just freak out, and it makes me feel better.
Yeah, that's almost like, that's basically the way cutting works. That's why people do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And are you expecting to accomplish something by the vomiting? Are you trying to lose weight or something?
No, because, I'm fine, with how I look and everything. It's just,
Are you just trying to discharge your feelings or, literally...
After I'm done, then, all the bad feelings, I feel fine. And then I'm
Rachel, you ought to look into this. You're 20. Come on. Are you in school now?
Yeah.
Where are you in school?
Bryman Institute.
Bryman.
Adam likes that.
Yeah. Are you learning to work in a doctor's world?
Yeah.
What do you do over there, Bryman?
Medical insurance.
Yeah.
Billing and coding.
Yeah. I'll tell you, you had a dead-end career until that Bryman school. I used to watch those commercials when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Listen, that's smart. It's like a trade school. Go get. How long is the program over there?
5 months.
5 months?
And 4 hours a day.
And 4 hours a day. And then when you get out, you get some sort of certificate or something?
Yeah, and then, you get a certificate, and they put you, in a job. or you can start up
they
your own
place
business.
You. All right, good, smart, genius, genius. And again, hold on a second. Rachel, see a doctor. God bless you with the Bryman School.
You do need to get some help with this, Rachel. This is pretty serious. People can, these kinds of purging, whether it's specifically with intent to control one's weight or how you eat, or if it's on an emotional basis, the chronic vomiting can really cause severe medical problems.
And again, you'll want to tune in tomorrow morning to catch the weather and traffic, because if you got to go out and put chains on your car, you're going to need a little heads up. You know what I'm saying? That's going to take extra 20, 25 minutes. You want to be late for school, okay?
Definitely.
Yeah, because, again, there's no possible way of knowing what the temperature might be tomorrow. It's impossible. I wake up every morning. I got to know.
It's almost novelty how varied it is.
Yeah. I'm thinking a hail size of softballs tomorrow. What are you thinking, Drew?
Tornadoes.
Yeah. Engineer Chris, what do you think for tomorrow? Anything? Have any idea?
No, I got to check the radio.
Check the radio. Yeah. Because, again.
It could be snow.
Could be snow. What are we talking about? So why try? Yeah, we. Please.
Or it could be 90 degrees.
Or it could be exactly what it was
every
today.
Every day. Yes.
Exactly what it was today. Yeah. Possibly the day before.
And day
and
after.
Then the day before that. And then day after tomorrow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Jenny?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yes.
What's happening?
I don't know if you remember me. I talked to you last week. I have a boyfriend, and I've, like, slowly stopped wanting to have sex with him.
Yeah. You sound familiar.
I was when my dad was a biker. You asked me if I'd had any near-death experience or something.
With a bike, with a motorcycle. Yeah, we know what Adam was imagining, a motorcycle.
Seeing somebody die, and I pictured a motorcycle accident. And then you told me your dad was a biker. Mm-hmm. But he didn't get hurt in a motorcycle accident.
And you never saw anybody else.
But he died some other way, didn't he?
No, he's still alive.
He's alive.
Yeah, she's taking care of him. Remember, she takes care of him or something?
No.
Is this the guy who lives in the...
trailer.
I thought he lived like... He lived in like the dog run of some house. Or is that another caller we had?
I think it was this one.
He lives in a trailer, like a camp trailer by his parents' house.
Right, I remember. So he was sort of like, I pictured him sort of camping at someone's yard.
Right.
Essentially, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. You were telling me everything was great, and your dad was great, you loved your dad, and then turned out he was just sort of a meth head biker, piece of white trash.
Who you were responsible for.
Yeah.
Just like your boyfriend.
Right. So, and your boyfriend wasn't a great guy either, was he?
Well, he's not terrible. I mean, he's been disloyal to me at, you know, a couple of points in our relationship. Yeah,
that's right. All right, so what's the question tonight?
Well, my not wanting to have sex, is this something, I guess I want to...
Well, you caught your boyfriend cheating on you multiple times, right?
Once. I didn't really catch him. He came back from, he was out of state for work, and when he came back, he had some other girl calling the house.
Right. Right. All right. So you don't want to have sex with him, but are you angry with him?
No.
No?
No. No.
Not angry with him.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a long time since.
All right. Well, look. Then you sound kind of depressed too. Maybe you're just depressed. When you're depressed, it makes everything difficult.
You don't want to have sex.
You don't want to do anything really, but eat.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on medication?
No.
Do you want to continue this relationship with your boyfriend?
Well, we have a 2-year-old together, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. But that's not a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, you're not in love with the guy anymore.
Well, can that just happen, though?
Mm-hmm. Can you fall out of love? Absolutely, of course.
Yeah, I did it with myself.
Why do you think people get divorced?
Well, I just figured because they find, I don't know, you know, big
apart. All right. Well, listen, Jenny, here's the thing.
That's what falling out of love is.
All right, we're not really going to be able to settle this other than to say that your depression is going to screw up your sex life with your husband
that's
or boyfriend.
She doesn't like him anymore. She's not in love with him.
Well,
and that's going to screw it up. But listen, the women, that's going to.
She's not in love with herself either, Drew.
How dare you?
I'll tell you.
Dude.
I didn't learn that on morning radio. I learned that from a little something called the Bible. Listen, Jenny, I know. I think this is just a carryover from the last time we spoke, which is it doesn't sound like you're enamored with this guy anymore.
No.
Here's what I am saying. You do have a two-year-old. You don't seem angry with the guy. I'll tell you what. Why don't you see what you can do about your depression and then make a decision?
It's a reasonable thing. Try to work it out with this guy because not likely you're going to find great happiness with somebody else either, really. The fact that she kind of goes for guys that are problematic.
Yeah. All right. Jordan's in a wheelchair, has no feeling below his waist. Wants to know any way to get the feeling back. Sarah found some blood in the semen and a condom that was used. Bad times. Nick gives out.
Chris's neck gives out.
Oh, neck. Oh, yeah. Kristen's neck gives out during BJ's. God bless her for trying. 15. Holy Christ, what's this world coming to? Steve called.
You're going to take the car call.
I'm taking a car call. Steve called. He works. He's out in Claremont. He works for a Toyota dealership.
What?
What's the temperature out here?
Claremont. Let me check. 72.
All right.
But again, listen to morning radio so you can find out what it's going to be like tomorrow because you may go out in a thong back, a Speedo, and a T-shirt.
It's snowing.
And just some flip-flops. Or, again, you may have to head out in a full parka and ski. You know, what they use, you know, when they, you know, the guys who run in the Iditarod?
Yeah.
The sled team guys?
Yeah.
You may be wearing a full seal skin too.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no idea. Okay?
All right, because I'm on my way home from Claremont to Riverside where I live. Temperature out there.
Riverside checking in 72, too.
All right, just making sure.
Mm-hmm. And every place in between Claremont and Riverside, checking in, 72 degrees.
I wonder if Steve got kudos from his boss for getting that 20-minute commercial for the Prius.
My dad, okay, this is what I was complaining about it last week, which is I leased my dad a luxury automobile, a 5-year lease. He thought it was 4 years, but oh my God, is that guy out of it? Anyway, 5-year lease. I leased some, was a like a Lexus or something. But anyway, the point is, I paid the insurance on it too. It cost me about $800 and change a month over 5 years, 60 months.
Hey, listen, and it's probably $500 a year for just registration in the state for DMV registration.
You do a little math. It turns out to be, I don't know, 40, 50 grand.
I'll remind you that our governor, those of you in the country that didn't realize why we kicked our governor out, he wanted to triple that in California. It would have been $1,500 a month to release your dad a car.
Well, Drew, remember I told you many, many years ago that this state and Los Angeles especially used to have a rail line, used to have transportation.
Yeah, yeah.
They jacked it all out of here. They brought in the motorist, and then they started ringing nuts. And basically, they just started raping everyone who drives a car, park enforcement, whatever. They just rape everyone in Los Angeles, at least, and in California, because they know you need your car, and this is a nice group to rape and get tons and tons and tons of revenue. Speaking of rape, I was leased my dad a luxury car, and the lease was coming up. And he, however, because he's a Corolla, did not see fit to drive the luxury car that I was leasing him last 13 times I saw him. And eventually when I confronted him on it, and I assumed he was just letting my stepmom drive the car, who treated me like a prince when I was in high school. Oh, close your eyes. Yeah. Or wait a minute. Did she kick me out of the garage when I was 19?
Kicked you out to the garage.
No, kick me out of the garage, too.
Well, you're not even able to stay in the garage.
It's time to leave. Oh, yeah. Actually, I got my garage room converted into a garage.
Room for
the car that I eventually would lease him. But anyway, turns out he wasn't driving the luxury automobile because gas is a whole $2.27 a gallon, and that car gets about 5 miles a gallon worse than my stepmom's crappy car that he would then drive.
Well, at least he was driving all of about 3/4 of a mile to see you.
It was almost a mile.
I mean,
there and back.
A mile. So
three pennies. Yeah. My dad's an economic genius. A genius, a man. So, anyway, it was time to lease him a new car. And we were joking that we should give him like a moped or a hybrid car or something, since he's so concerned with mileage. But
I got him
like the baby Jag, the cheap one anyway. But he doesn't know the difference. He don't know it's a cheap one.
But Steve offered to put you at the top of the list for a
yeah. The hybrid Prius,
yeah,
which is a nice ride that has a premium too, by the way. I mean, hey Steve, are people paying over sticker for that car?
Where I used to work, I'm not going to say the name. I used to work at another Toyota dealership. In order to get the car right away, you had to pay $2,000 over sticker.
Hmm.
At Claremont Toyota right now, we're charging full sticker for them because mm-hmm. there's such a high demand for them. I offered you though when you wanted one. Yeah. talking about the Jaguar, that I was $100 over invoice. What actually we bought the car for? It'd be $100 over that.
Mm-hmm. MSRP. And what is by the way, I like the dealerships. There's two things I like when dealerships do. I like when they're selling cars $1 over MSRP. It's like, really? You guys just a buck per unit, huh? Wow. So let me do some math here. You sell 50 cars over the course of a weekend, which is a pretty good haul, you know, trucks, RVs, the whole thing, sedans. They only make $50. Crazy. Then you got to pay taxes on it. $1 over invoice. I like that one, too. I always, other one I like that dealers do, we pay top dollar for trade-ins, and no one beats our used car prices. wait a minute now.
How's that work?
You're going to pay me $5,000 more than Blue Book when I trade this car in, but when I buy it, it's $5,000 under low Blue Book?
I'm coming to you.
Here's the deal. You're lying about one of them.
Or both.
All right. But I'll tell you one thing at July over at Cerritos Toyota. I'll tell you one thing. You know what July is? You know
Claremont.
What July is it?
Claremont.
Claremont Toyota. You know what goes on in July? You know what those are?
Dealing days.
Yeah. Dealing days. That's July. Big blowout. Where is it? The manager screwed up. Ordered too many units. Now we got to move them before the boss gets back. I like that too. Like
Steve said he was the guy on the commercials. He used to do that.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Steve. We got to take a commercial.
All right.
I got my dad a Jag. Sorry.
What about Dr. Drew? He took that.
He doesn't want. No.
This guy's worth some pan. Let's go.
He doesn't. He just need a crappy car with a washing machine engine. And he's got an M5. He's a real man. He burns fuel.
It's a great car.
Yeah. Not for you. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LMVE-191. Drew's over there at the computer. Seeing how Germany's looking.
Yeah, there is a port, or less a seaboard at the North Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Where it meets in Denmark comes off of Germany.
Hmm. Yeah, we're talking about that about 3 hours ago on the show. I do remember they had like a submarine port, but it was always hard to tell when you watch all those World War II stuff like I watched. Germany, they just moved into, you know, Poland and France and all these other places and just started using their stuff. So it was always unclear when you watch, it's like a German submarine port, German, this where the Germans kept their battleships and all kinds of stuff, but it was always someone else's country.
Right.
Got to be kind of crappy if you're that country, huh?
Laughing time is over.
How much water, how much North Sea comes in contact with Germany? Is it like turn in and go in there?
It's quite a bit. It's
thought there was some of that, but it wasn't sure.
All of Denmark is attached there.
All right.
And, with no sandbars though in the North Sea that I can think of.
No. I'm looking. Okay. I keep talking.
Right here. See, right there. That's the sea. That's all Germany. That's Denmark up there.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
And that's all Germany there.
All right. It's great radio. Right. Come on back there, buddy. All right. God bless. I'll tell you, the computer. What can't the computer do besides be entertaining on the radio? But don't worry. We're going to work that out. Are you ready to rock here,
yeah,
Drew?
Let's talk about semen again.
Oh, yeah. Blood in the semen. Sarah?
Hello?
23?
Yes.
What's up?
I was taking out the trash today and looked in an old condom, and there was blood in like, the semen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if I should be concerned.
How old's the condom?
Like, from yesterday.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't like an Egyptian condom, Adam, no.
No, I just...
Was that a petrified condom?
Old condom. Yeah, all right.
But like,
see, it's still soiled. You see, here's the thing. Old condoms got to be... I don't know what you think, Drew. See, that's a soiled condom.
Yeah. Old condom would be something like from long ago.
No, old condom. Here's why. Old condom. Seriously.
Yeah, seriously.
Condom is a week old.
All right.
Maybe 5 days plus becomes an old condom.
Yeah.
Before 5 days, like 3 day old condom.
It's a soiled one. Used one.
Used condom.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Yeah, blood in the semen is not an uncommon thing at all, and it doesn't necessarily really mean a thing. However, it's something just worth checking out with a doctor just to be sure. It's remarkable how common it is and how infrequently it amounts to anything.
Sarah?
Hello?
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, most of it. You're cutting in and out, kind of.
I'll say it again. That blood in the semen is very common. It needs to be checked out, but it rarely means anything significant.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, baby doll.
I've got one more question.
Oh, yeah. Let me check. Where are you calling from?
Huntington Beach.
Oh, well, let me check. 72 degrees.
Fountain Valley?
That's right.
72.
Okay.
Don't try to stump me, Drew. Throw a city at me. Chris.
Redondo?
72.
Long Beach?
72. Yeah. So, I mean, no one's faster than I am. No one.
Bolsa Chica?
Bolsa Chica. 72 degrees.
Newport.
Oh. 72. They're checking in.
Costa Mesa?
72.
We're going to go.
72. You can't stump me. Because they've all checked in.
What's like the Fountain Valley?
All right. But what else? Do you have another question?
Yes. Okay, in the Jewish religion, are you circumcised or not circumcised?
You are circumcised.
You are.
Okay.
She's a biblical scholar, so biblical studies.
Yeah.
Major.
So it's just kind of a
question
me and my friend had, and I'm wrong. So thanks a lot.
No, listen. Circumcision was a way that primitive Jewish tribes distinguished themselves from everybody else. Mm. Now circumcision is sort of a common procedure in this country. You know, it's part of routine childcare.
Mm-hmm. And the crazy payos and the beard down to their waist and the nutty hat and the cardboard box taped to their head. That didn't not a tip off that they weren't going. Didn't think there were just a band of surfers out following the swell.
How dare you?
Really? People didn't know. Didn't know all the rest of the crazy crap those nut jobs engage in. That wasn't a little heads up that they were different, you and I. Yeah. Just wondering, just curious why throughout the annals of history that Jews have taken such a good ass kicking over the years. Possibly it's because of all that weird crap they're into. Here's the thing, everybody. You show up to school wearing the full-length duster, the kabuki makeup, and the aggressive piercings. Guy on a football team may kick your ass. And you show up wearing the crazy payos, the beard down your neck, and a crazy hat, and the wooden box, prayer box strapped to your head. You may also be in for a good ass-kicking. That's society. Society asks that you blend in. And when you stand out, sometimes Japanese have a saying, Drew. The nail that sticks up gets hit with the hammer.
Oh.
And you want to stick up? You want to be that nail? Sometimes society will take a hammer to you. Uh-huh. Not saying it's a good thing.
It's just in the human
nature. Not saying it's a right thing. I'm just saying that's how it works.
Yeah.
Your job, people, blend in. Stand out. Sometimes the hammer will get you. That's all.
Sarah's 23.
23. Let's just call him from Huntington Beach.
Ask her if she's trying to.
All right. Sarah?
Wasted.
You a good-looking girl?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Junior college?
No, I work.
What do you do?
Did you any time in junior college?
I took like one class. A volleyball class.
Orange Coast. Volleyball.
That's Chris is looking at some hacky sack classes, actually. He may change his major to volleyball.
I recommend it.
What kind of work do you do?
Sales.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
retail.
Public school, yes?
Yes, and Christian school for 3 years.
Mm. All right. All right there, Sarah. Just checking.
Well, thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, baby doll.
Love the show.
Love you. All right. 23. Didn't know that in the Jewish culture they circumcised the. Let's just some clarification. Sarah, it's only for the males of the Jewish religion. Claire?
Oh,
she hung up. Okay. Oh, man. I feel like I fire off an email now just to make sure.
Catch up with her.
She's clear. Yeah. All right. All right. And again,
can't judge.
Can't judge, and we must have respect for all religions. They're all beautiful. They're beautiful.
Well,
they're all beautiful.
Do you know the source of toleration? It used to be people would say, and this is you don't know, maybe you know this history, that they would say, well, we're aware that if you don't accept God and do get baptized, you're going to go to hell,
mm-hmm.
and that we can't allow that. I mean, that's a horrible thing to stand by, let that happen to somebody. So we have to save you. We're convinced it's going to happen unless we help you.
Yeah.
Therefore, we can't tolerate that to possibly happen to you. We can't let it happen.
Yeah.
That's where all that crap comes from.
Oh, yeah.
And so then it became, no, we got to tolerate everything.
Yeah. No, the Lord works in mysterious ways. I was just thinking about it, you know. And, he's up there. And he's looking after each and every one of us, and we all have an individual relationship with him, and he knows us all. At least by first name basis. I'm not sure if he knows your... Does he know your full name? He's looking out for all of us. And I was just thinking about the time he was looking out for one of his souls named Adolf Hitler. When because it's the anniversary, by the way, today.
The attempt to plot
It's the anniversary
to kill him.
Of the plot to kill him.
Yeah.
And some guy brought in a bomb, put it in a suitcase, and slid it under a table that old Adolf was in. Now, one of God's children. And the bomb went off. Thank God Adolf was shielded by some thick oak door table leg or something.
Yeah.
Saved his life and went on to cremate several hundred thousand, maybe million, or a few more Jews after that. And, of course, the guys who put the bomb in there, well, they were executed. Again, God's got a plan. Now, that one's a tricky one to try to figure out. What was that plan? These guys, they were going to kill Hitler. Hitler made it. They got executed and put in the ground with several million more Jews. Anyway, can't question it. Cannot question. Believe me, he's got a plan. I'm sure it's going to come around any day now. And don't give up the faith. That's the point. He knows y'all, and he's got a plan for you. All right, and even if that means keeping Hitler's out of harm's way, or tossing your 3-year-old in front of an RTD bus, whatever it is, it's a plan. We got to go with it. You see what I'm saying? It makes sense.
Or it
doesn't. You got to have faith. You got to have faith. That's all I'm saying. But there's no doubt. There's no doubt that he's looking after all of us. That's all I'm saying. There's no doubt. Now, he may have fallen asleep at the wheel just a little bit for the guys who tried to kill Hitler and ended up getting executed. Maybe just a bit. Just a little bit. I can't question. Because obviously the guy's got, I want to give him mad props. He's up there, he's looking after everyone. I don't want to talk any smack about the guy, but I'm just saying, maybe with the thing with the guys getting executed trying to kill Hitler, maybe it would have been worked out better the other way. But again, that's hindsight 2020. I don't want to be one of these armchair quarterbacks.
How dare you.
You know what I'm saying? Jordan?
Yes?
You're 15?
Yes, I am.
All I'm saying is it's important that you guys all go on believing.
Gotcha.
And then thrusting your retarded beliefs on everyone around you. What's up there, Jordan?
Well, I have spina bifida, and it's a thing where I'm in a wheelchair, and I don't...
Sorry, really... but that's part of the plan.
Yeah, definitely.
It's something he's born with.
Yeah.
Did you have a meningomyelocele?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew, real doctor or just a love doctor? Again... Hitler missing out on death with the bomb, you being confined in a wheelchair, all part of the plan.
Yeah, totally.
I'm glad you know that.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
And I don't have any feeling in my groinal area.
Part of the plan. Right on schedule.
Groinal.
Groinal area.
Yeah. And
So, hold on a second. If I took a curling iron to your penis, would you feel it?
It's really weird on days it could, maybe, and other days it can't.
All
it's
right,
like I can feel pain, and then I can feel the sensation of pee, but I can't feel any pleasure or the pain or anything.
Can you have an orgasm?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
All right, but he's 15, and at 15 I wasn't
on board so completely
the orgasm department either. You can feel the sensation of urination.
Well, I know when I have to pee, but I can't feel it come out.
Okay. So that's probably a little bit different. Thank Christ, by the way, that you know when it's time to go.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, well, that could be bad times otherwise.
It has.
And you can, you would feel, again, if I put a thumbtack in your penis, you would feel it.
It really depends. But I,
all right, anyway, yeah. He has some feeling.
All right. Seems like we could...
there's a chance
we could work
on
this one.
You could have some function down there, but there's no way to get more feeling, per se.
But plus...
He was born with this spinal cord injury.
Everybody is going just full nuts ahead on this one. I mean, I'm just talking about, I know, you
stem
know,
cell
stem
research,
cell research
yeah,
and this
full
kind
nuts
of
ahead,
stuff.
Full nuts ahead, except not at all in this country.
Right, right. Again, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We got Bush in there. He's a religious man and not into the stem cell research. That's right. Thank God it's not affecting guys like Jordan over here confined to a wheelchair. I was just crazy that Reagan with his Alzheimer's and all that stuff. It was crazy. Now his wife's out there championing stem cell research.
Oh, is she? Nancy
yeah.
Is?
Yeah. And listen, honey, where were you before your husband? How come you didn't pipe up before your guy got it?
Yeah.
You didn't give a rat's ass about everyone else who could have benefited from this technology? Only when your guy got it, we got to hear you pipe up about it? Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
So we ain't moving forward in this department, but it does seem like, and I don't know, you know, don't worry about any of them creams or pills or anything. And also, Jordan, you're 15, so you're going to start. Hopefully, obviously, things aren't going to work out for you like a normal, healthy guy is not going to find a wheelchair. But as far as the orgasms go and other functions,
you could have
things
some.
May start coming online.
Yeah, you could get some
with you. All right, Jordan.
All righty.
You shouldn't be afraid to talk to your doctors about this stuff too. There are various things, even things like, you know, if you want to become sexually active, things like Viagra and whatnot might be helpful for you.
It does seem like every time I hear any kind of conversation involves medical whatever, it's all, and maybe a lot of it's a Christopher Reeve stuff and all that stuff, is a lot of the spinal repair and a lot of this kind of, I don't know if it's neuro type of medicine. I mean, it seems like we work big to small. You know, 150 years ago, we were worried about just sewing up skin and patching, putting bones back together.
Right.
And as the technology gets stronger and as we learn more and the sciences get stronger, we start getting smaller. We're working our way into this stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the future holds for a 15-year-old Jordan. I imagine, especially if we get off our ass with the stem cell research stuff and we get these nutball religious lunatics out of the way, we can get a little work done, and maybe when a guy like Jordan can look forward to a semi-normal life. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Let's get some calls. Oh, man, we may have a record here, Drew.
Close.
We may have an on-hold record. I don't know, phone screener Brian is the keeper of the official on-hold record, but we have 130 minutes.
Yeah.
And 17, no, 8, no, 19, no, 20, oh, it never stops, seconds.
I wonder if she will be awake.
Well, after my spirited tirade against organized religion, I can't imagine she'd be asleep. Kristen?
Yeah, what's up?
There
well,
she
yeah.
is.
Yeah. 130 minutes on hold.
Hey, yeah. Last
2 hours and 10 minutes. Thanks, baby doll. God love you.
Well, my question today, since like...
All right, we got to keep moving forward with the show, though. We got Germany or Florida coming up here, Drew.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Oh, we got. Hey, we got to pay some bills. I like that we got to pay some bills. All right, wait a minute. Kristen, sorry, baby. Just screwing with you. All right, go ahead with your question.
All right, last time I called in, you kind of like my question you said was like a typical 15-year-old girl question or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of like pissing you off with my questions or whatever, because I was the one that called in, like, why can't guys stay hard when they're coked up or whatever?
Mm. Oh, and, yeah. Hillbilly.
But your phone screener guy said that this question's more interesting. So right. I wanted to know, like, if you give head too much, can that, like, mess up your neck or something?
Yeah. You know the guy I called earlier who's confined to a wheelchair?
Yeah.
15-year-old spina bifida?
Yeah.
Copious amounts of performing oral sex, as it turned out, would put him in the chair. Yeah, that's how Churchill got put in there, too, by the way. A lot of people don't know that.
Well, like, my neck has, like, given out on me before.
Yeah, that's Stephen Hawking. That's why. That's what happened to him. You work too hard. You sever the T. What is that?
I'm going to tell my daughter that Stephen Hawking had got that from from exposure to semen.
What's the high break? The T?
Cervical.
T what? Oh, the cervical?
C?
Yeah. C8 up top?
Yeah.
Yeah, C8. You lose function. Well, in your upper body.
C5.
C5. You sunk my battleship. All right, Kristen, yeah. That's most people you see, especially the elderly, who are confined to a wheelchair, especially guys, oral. That's what put them there. Okay?
Yeah.
So unless you want to be walking around, you know, getting around one of those larks or using a stroke cane or something just to get through the market, I suggest you slow it down a little bit, all right?
Yeah.
All right, baby. Again, I candidate not only for birth control for someone like Chris and his 15, but for me to actually fill her up with cement. Take her vagina
and fill it in. I would like to develop something that
I would like to brick it in.
Yeah, something equivalent of the brick in the vagina.
Yeah, just...
Not a brick in, but to brick it in.
Brick it up.
Yeah, brick it up.
Like a barbecue or smokestack. Just look, sweetie, we cannot have you getting pregnant. Do you understand? We cannot, as taxpayers, as Americans, we can't support that. All right, baby doll. Well, on hold for 130 minutes to find out if your neck can give out from giving too much oil. And at 15, and she keeps calling it. I mean, come on.
She was so disturbed being last time.
I know. Come on, sweetie. You're going to end up doing porn in 6 months. Would you just find Jesus Christ? I rarely say it. Find him.
But tonight you do.
Find him. He's got a plan for you. Finished a plan about saving Hitler. He's going to move on for a plan with you. All right?
Here we go.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, y'all. Thanks for hanging in with us tonight. We'll do it again tomorrow night. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.